And let's follow up on yet another thing that Fazi Zaka pointed out. He alluded in our last segment to reports of rioting in Karachi, which is Pakistan's largest city. In fact, it's one of the larger and more tumultuous cities in the world, and that is where we are going next. Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy is a journalist in Karachi, and she has been out on the streets looking around. And what have you seen today?
You know, Karachi is Benazir Bhutto's hometown. This is where her house is. And people in some quarters of the city have come out. They're burning tires. They're burning public transportation. They're chanting slogans against the government. But I think more than that, they're just shocked that Benazir Bhutto could have been assassinated so close to the elections. And you see people out wailing on the streets. I spoke to a few young people who were shopping because the shops were still open about 15, 20 minutes ago. And they told me that, you know, they're not the least bit surprised that Benazir Bhutto has been assassinated, because she had been warned by the government and by various people within Pakistan not to hold these large rallies, that she was a target of the extremists, that there had already been one attack against her and another one was sure to follow. But yes, I mean, Karachi is going to see curfews. You can see the police is out on the street in large numbers already. They're trying to calm the situation down.
NPR's Philip Reeves, who is still with us, mentioned that up to now, the political drama in Pakistan has been seen as a battle between the elites, and the masses of people have not been that engaged in this battle between opposition leaders and Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf. Do you see any early sense that that has changed now that Bhutto has been killed?
I don't see that right now on the streets at all. It's very early, Steve, to tell what's happening, because the news is slowly filtering out that Benazir Bhutto has been killed. But you are right. The people haven't mobilized against the government, and it's because Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif have been in power twice before, and what they've represented, the people have seen corruption, nepotism, and a lot of people do not necessarily feel that they want the same leaders to come back into Pakistan. They don't see them as democratic leaders. They may not like President Pervez Musharraf, but they certainly do not like what Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif are representing.
How much enthusiasm, if any, was there about the January elections in which Bhutto's party was competing?
You know, there have been news reports in the last few days that there was actually going to be a selection, and not an election in January, because Benazir Bhutto's party, Nawaz Sharif's party, and other parties were jostling, were making side deals and saying that our candidate will win from this seat, so your candidate should withdraw from that seat. So they were already deciding beforehand in many of the crucial seats, both in the Punjab as well as in the province of Sindh. So a lot of people were very amazed that this was going to take place. They thought that when people would go out and vote, that's how you'd elect people. But the political parties between themselves were already deciding who was going to get what share.
Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy, a reporter in Karachi, Pakistan, thank you very much for taking the time.
Thank you.